Well, before we go, something seasonal. Take a listen.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh yeah, how many of your parents and grandparents will warn the little ones over the next 2 weeks that if they don't behave, well, Santa won't come? For generations, Santa has been used to exact good behaviour in the run-up to Christmas, but is it effective? I'm joined here in studio by Dr. Vincent McDarby, chartered member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Vincent, you're very welcome. Most of us use Santa as a means to enforce good behaviour around this time of year. Does it work?
In reality, not really. I mean, it's an empty threat. And most children, particularly the older ones, see it as an empty threat. I mean, if you think of the common empty threats the parents use, you know, if you don't stop fighting with your sister, I'm going to pull this car over and leave you at the side of the road, you know. Or my generation had the wooden spoon that was often threatened but never really implemented. Did those have any impact on behaviour? Not really. They're no more effective than saying, don't do that. If we want to use a threat to try and control children's behaviour, we have to be willing to follow through on it. And in reality, a lot of the things that we threat, it's not really appropriate to follow through. I mean, do we want the roads of Ireland covered in abandoned children who are misbehaving in cars? I mean, but even for younger children who are not at a level yet where they see it as an empty threat, who may see it as real, again, it's not the best way of managing their behaviour, because it's based around fear and it can cause anxiety, which can actually lead to a deterioration in behaviour as children get overly worked up. You know, I mean, children work much better for the carrot than the stick. If we want to get good behaviour, it's more about rewarding what we want them to do rather than punishing what they don't do.
Right. And I mean, we do these things really because we were told these things when we were young. We were always told you might get coal in your stocking. So is that kind of thing, it's creating more fear is what you say, especially among the young kids? And God knows how many times have we seen a kid crying on Santa's lap at a grotto?
Absolutely. I mean, there can be a huge amount of fear built up in relation to Santa, because we this strange thing, we posit him as this kind of father figure of unconditional love, but yet at the back of all, you have to be nice, you can't be naughty. So we can build up a lot of fear there. I mean, and particularly, you know, particularly if we use for younger children the threat of, you know, Santa not coming on Christmas Eve can be particularly troublesome, because children get very excited on Christmas Eve and it's, you know, they've difficulty regulating their emotions at the best of the time, and they can go from being very happy to very upset very quickly at, you know, we threaten, all of a sudden Santa isn't coming, and all of a sudden it's catastrophe.
What about this elf on the shelf, which has appeared in many homes around the country? Should children be made to feel like they are being watched or judged 24/7?
I mean, the elf on the shelf is an interesting one. I mean, it's another tradition we've imported from America in the last couple of years. I can see it adds to a lot of excitement, you know, for children in the run-up to Christmas. What I have noticed, though, is the novelty seems to wear off with parents a lot quicker. I mean, I know a lot of parents who, to put it diplomatically in front of younger listeners, who would find after 3 or 4 days there's a lot of stress having to go down and find out what the elf has done. But again, what we're instilling in children is the reason you need to behave well is that you're being watched, you know, which is kind of what we have at the back of Santa, you know, which is not really the best motivator for good behaviour.
Yeah, so Christmas is a stressful time for families. So just very briefly, how do you keep the little ones sane at Christmas?
The way you keep the little ones sane is keep yourself sane. You know, we all get stressed at Christmas. When we get stressed, we make our children stressed. You know, you want to keep them sane, keep yourself sane and try and keep yourself de-stressed. But it's easier said than done.
OK, Dr. Vincent McDarby, chartered member of the Psychological Society of Ireland. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and hope you don't get coal in your own stocking.